Culturama, leading you out of the darkness of ignorance
and into the light
of us.
I greet you gladly once again to another edition of Culturama. Now me and Robin are both very excited.
There's been a very special delivery.
Before me sits an envelope within which lies the nominations for this year's Culture Radio Art Prize. Of course, Andrew Ramsey fans out there...
Hello to both of you.
Yes, Andrew Ramsey fans will know that for the past 8 years I've been nominated for the coveted Arts Personality of the Year Award. And although I'm yet to win, I think this might be my year.
Well, the best of luck to you, Ramsey, as we open the envelope to find out this year's nominations.
Wait, Eduardo?
Ramsey?
This is a very special moment, and I want to savour it.
Ah, of course. Well, the nominations are...
If I may, the winner... once again, nominated for the Art Personality of the Year Award, please, let's hear a round of applause for Andrew Rang! Wait, this isn't the nominee list. This is a furniture catalog.
Oh, there must have been some sort of mix-up.
Oh, there's my catalogue. Sorry, must have got our post mixed up. Oh, congratulations on being nominated for the Arts Prize, by the way, Robin.
Ramsey, this is your segment.
What? Oh, right, right.
Is it dead?
No, it's literature.
Literature!
Literature?
Oh, it's only bleeding literature.
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 Oh, hello, literature.
Literature this, you idiot. You may want to let go of Paul's arm.
I am in tremendous pain, Ramsey.
No, I think I'd be happier keeping hold of Paul's arm.
Ow! Righto.
No, I've been very much looking forward to this guest. He does improvised monologues in live performances up and down the country. Can you tell us more, Richard?
Sure. Well, what I do is get members of the audience to shout out any topic they can think of, and I'll weave it into a monologue on the spot.
Really?
That's right, yeah.
About anything?
I've been doing this for some years. Believe you me, I think I've covered everything.
Okay, what if I said anger?
It swells like a balloon in my chest as I think back to the relationship I had with my father. A purple anger, a bruised colour like the welts he used to give me as a child. I still remember my mother's screams from the kitchen.
I'm actually quite impressed.
Yes, I can do it with anything.
And you perform all over the country?
Yeah, I've performed everywhere.
And did you have any formal training?
Nope, I was just blessed with a very sharp mind.
Okay, what if I think of another? How about a sword?
It's as I'm holding this sword that I think back to the relationship that I had with my father. The sword looked painful.
Right.
Like the welts he used to give me as a child. I still remember my mother's screams from the kitchen.
Right, I think we should just move on.
Oh, that's brilliant. Can I have a go?
Sure.
What about the sky? It is as I look up at the sky that I think back to the relationship I had with my father. The overcast blue. Like the welts he used to give me as a child. I still remember my mother's screams from the kitchen.
Let's just move on.
Ooh.
I must say, jealousy does not suit you, Ramsey.
Oh, for God's sake. Well, I had a gut feeling this would be a lost cause, so luckily we have a backup guest. Would you like to interview him? Award nominee Robin McDumphrey.
Ah, don't mind if I do.
Pipsqueak.
We all have that dark little secret, often confined to private midnight hours of our bedrooms. Sometimes we do it alone, sometimes with a friend, sometimes with lots of friends. That is, of course, poetry. And it's poems that our next guest is all about. Please welcome Pierre Felcher.
Alors, Mr. McDumphrey.
Oh, well, I must say I love your accent.
Oh, thank you, Monsieur McDumphrey. It's French.
It's like an expensive silk.
Ah, you're too kind.
Now, you're going to read a poem from your latest collection, which you have been performing in venues throughout London.
Yes, I'm going to give you my poem.
Of course, of course. Well, it's called The Cigarette. Whenever you're ready, Pierre.
Ah, he's just lit a bloody cigarette! I'll get the towel, I'm soaking! Ah. Every year, thousands of people are cursed with a terrible affliction.
We were talking about our favourite films, me and a group of friends, and they were throwing around names like Jean-Luc Godard and Ingmar Bergman, and I don't know who any of these people were, so I just piped up and said my favourite film was Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo, and everyone just laughed.
Anthony Mott found his lack of culture hindered his social life. Sally Pigeonly sadly found it cost her her job.
It was a work outing. We went to the theatre, I think it was Death and the Maiden, and I mentioned to my boss that the only thing I'd seen in the theatre before was cats, and, well, when I went into the office the next day, I went into my cubicle and found my pens had been shattered into tiny pieces and my shatterproof ruler had been boiled to a pulp.
Philistines like this find life a struggle every day, but we at Culturama can help them.
Culturama sent me a book of phrases I can use in everyday culture conversations. Now, whenever I find people talking about difficult topics, I say something like, I liked his earlier work, or the themes are handled very haphazardly. I sound like I know what I'm talking about, and people are too intimidated to ask follow-up questions.
Culturama couldn't get me my job back, but now I work on the radio show, organising Andrew Ramsay's biscuits.
And which is the most cultured biscuit, Sally?
The Garibaldi?
Atta girl! Culturama, making the world a more highbrow place.
Look, I am your father.
Shut up, Dad! I'm trying to listen to the film section on Culturama!
Well, it's award season.
It certainly is.
It's film award season, you smug little... Anyway, everyone is eager to see who will win the Lauderdale Bangwell Gong for Best Movie. In the running is the latest film from director Harry the Bus Conductor Goldstein. Harry, I must ask you first, how did you get that nickname?
You tell me, you're the one who just gave it to me.
You mean you've never heard it before in your life?
No.
Right, well... Also joining me in the studio is Hollywood actor Alvin Sharp.
It's a pleasure to be here, Andrew.
Now, this isn't the first time I've interviewed you, is it, Alvin?
Nope. I believe last time you interviewed me, I gave you a black eye.
Indeed. I can hardly remember why, though.
You compared my acting to the chair you were sitting on.
You remember that, do you?
Like it was yesterday.
Right. Well, maybe we should play the trailer to your latest movie. Harry, maybe you'd like to introduce this one?
What? Oh, right, sure. Well, this is my first movie set outside of the US. In fact, it's set right here in Britain. It's set in the north of York country, a village called Yorkshire.
I had to go through a lot of rigorous training to get the accent right for this role. I had to speak a lot of this sort of dead language, you know? Very close to English.
Right.
Oh, basically, the movie is about a traditional sport of your country, and hopefully it's gonna go down a storm.
Without further ado, here is the trailer for Harry Goldstein and Alvin Sharp's latest movie, Craftsmanship.
Shunned by his family.
Please, Pat, you gotta believe us.
You're a lazy good-for-nothing, son. What are you gonna do with your life? You can't just sit there combing that damn dog.
Alone in a world he never understood.
But I can change.
I should have listened to my father. Why did I ever date a dog groomer? You've left hair everywhere.
I have to find a way to win her back.
It's hopeless, son. All you ever be good for is making that dog dance and go through little tubes.
By heck, if only there was a way I could impress her with that. What's that, boy? What are you pointing at? To the newspaper? Thanks, boy. What's this? Earn big pounds. Making dogs do tricks. Crufts. What's that?
An epic struggle.
Me dog can dance. He can walk through little tubes.
Pa, that's nothing. Agnes' dog can jump through a hoop and bark in a particular manner that sort of sounds like it's singing.
Please, first chance. I took a whole bucket of varnish to get this coat that glossy.
An epic struggle.
Eee, by gum, lad. Look at that dog. He can balance a ball on his nose. We'll never win.
The champion of Crufts 2012 is Dennis Davenport and his dog Chester.
We did it, lad. We won.
Wow, I've never seen a dog trot that gracefully. Son, I'm proud of you. It turns out that at the end of the day, it were I that needed house training. Well, that promises to be a smash.
You know, I well up just listening to that trailer.
Hey, me too, man.
What was it like for you both, veritable superstars working with each other?
You know, I think that's one of Alvin's best performances.
Hey, I only gave a great performance because I respected my brilliant director.
That's why the boy's so good. He's got respect, and I respect him for that.
I think Harry is one of the most influential men I've ever worked with.
I mean, just look at Alvin. He's such a charismatic guy.
Surely no one has as much talent as him. He's a powerhouse of ability.
And look at Alvin's eyes. Go on. Show old Ramsey here those Betty Blues, like big pools of water. I'd love to dive into them, right, Ramsey?
Hey, just look at Harry's physique. It's always gonna be a mystery to me how a man of his age can have thighs as strong as his. That's extraordinary.
Alvin gives some of the best hugs I've had in my entire life.
No one cuddles like Harry.
Alvin Sharp and Harry Goldstein there, spending some time alone.
It's behind you!
What's behind me, boys and girls?
Theatre!
It's time now for the part of the show we call Robin Recommends. As ever, Robin has been leaving no stone unturned in the pursuit of new and cutting-edge art forms. In these modern times, people are searching hard for ways to create art without the need of traditional paint and canvas. No doubt Robin has unearthed something mind-blowing.
Oh, you're right there, Ramsey. I found a troupe called the Shape Runners. And believe it or not, they tell some quite serious stories through the movement of their bodies. They perform all around London, and I believe you can even catch them on YouTube now.
Outstanding. You've managed to select something that we're not even going to be able to show our listeners, a physical movement piece. Seriously, I can smell that radio award of yours.
Ah, you should have more faith than that, Ramsey. They have provided a radio adaptation especially for us. I'll play it now. For the listeners at home, I present Shape Runners. It's Sunday here in Covent Garden, and Shape Runners are about to begin their seminal work. It's a look into... Oh, they've started! Wow, look at that! The tallest one is kind of balancing on the smaller one's shoulders, and now he's about to jump off. He's about to jump. Oh, he hasn't. He hasn't jumped. He's just kind of shifted into a sort of crescent moon position. And next to him, cool, that was brilliant. Now they're all moving very fast. And there's one doing a kind of springy move to the right. And yeah, he's just done that well. You thought he couldn't, but then he did. Right at the end, very impressive. It's all coming to a sort of climax now. And he's going to fall. He hasn't fallen. It's brilliant. Oh, they finished. And it was clear that they were portraying the wonders of childbirth.
Well, this clearly isn't going to be a reoccurring feature, is it? Oh. Producer Phil is nodding his head. Stunning. Now, we've been notified of an unofficial Culturama Facebook page floating around. I'm looking at it on my screen here, and no, I won't be doing that to my mother later, G*119.
Andrew Ramsey is a futterbucker and a donkey fanch. Are those even real words?
I don't know, but they sound very rude.
Well, they're being very nice to me. Oh, look, there's a picture of your head on a hairy little rabbit here.
Oh, God, that's not a rabbit. Get in the way. No.
Television on Culturama.
The big television hits of 2011 were indisputably Frozen Planet, David Attenborough's documentary exploring the vast array of life in the world's frigid zones, And the only way is Essex, a glimpse into the lives of socialites in the glorious Eastern County. In a desperate attempt to garner further viewer attention, the two shows have combined in a special hour-long episode. Let's listen to a clip from the show.
Oh, babe, darling, you gotta listen to me. Denim, come on.
Just shut it, Gary, yeah? It's over.
Oh, come on, hun, sweetheart, gorgeous sugar legs. I can't change. I can change.
Forget about it. I found someone new. Someone who respects me, yeah? I don't suppose you know much about that.
What are you talking about, lovely honey bun, carpet cleaner, turnip arms? Who are you going out with now?
His name is Paolo, yeah? He's exotic, from the North Pole or something. He's so well-dressed, wearing that tux all the time.
That's not a tux. He's a penguin. Those are his markings.
Well, we're off to Club Passion, yeah? Don't chase after us.
But beautiful, babe, baby cakes, rock cakes, rocking chair, rocking horse. Darling, don't leave me.
Forget it, Gary. What's that, Paolo? A ring. It's beautiful. I will.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to watching that.
Did that penguin just propose to that woman?
Yes.
Extraordinary. Well, in the studio to discuss it is our old friend, Guardian film critic, Hugh Cook.
Hello again, lads. Novelist and sandwich designer Claire Fawkes.
Hello!
Italian tennis player and sex champion Rizzo Esprito.
Hello.
Popular television puppet personality, Little Harold.
Why?
A suspicious-looking man.
Hey, what? I don't do anything. Robot critic CultureBot 3000.
Beep.
Genghis Khan.
Hello, lads. Great to be on the show.
A group of rioters.
Everyone, welcome to the show. Now, let's begin by asking, what did you think of the show?
Beep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Culturama was created, written and performed by Jack Buckley and Dan Bolland. My favourite bit was the bit with Alexandra Payne. It was produced by Will Knott.